This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
You will often hear unbelievers say past sins of current Christians, and they will say things like, for example, well, this person cannot be a Christian because he was divorced twice, in jail for 10 years, and is a felon. But if that person in question became a Christian after doing all those things, the person is no longer counted guilty for his sins. The person making the accusation has made an assumption. He or she has assumed the man in my example must have always been a Christian, when in reality, the person wasn't. Or the arguer has assumed that because the person did these things in his past, he cannot or can never be a Christian. This is a common misunderstanding. Just because a person has done bad things in his or her past, this does not mean the person cannot now become a Christian and be set free from the burden of all those things done in the past.
Thanks, Daniel. Peace to Live By is a weekly radio broadcast featuring Bible teacher Daniel Litton, found on the web at peacetoliveby.org. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.